From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled, The Longest Day, part of his series in the book of Joshua. Verses 10 through 21 of chapter 10 records one of the greatest miracles to be found in all the Word of God. Locked in battle with the heathen Amorites, Joshua called upon God to suspend the going down of the sun so that Israel might win a complete victory over the enemy. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, this is a portion of Scripture that has engendered a lot of controversy through the centuries. Liberal theologians and commentators have tried their best to explain it away. Yet the event is a fact of history, and no amount of rhetoric can dismiss it. The God who created this universe can set aside its laws when it suits his purpose. This was not some fortuitous display of raw power. The miracle had a definite purpose, to exalt Joshua before the people. Moses had led the children of Israel out of Egypt, but he could not bring them into the promised land. It fell to Joshua to do that. Likewise, Moses and the law cannot bring a soul to salvation. Our greater than Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only one who can do that. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Psalm 92 and verse 4. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Do you believe that your sins are forgiven and that Christ has made a full atonement for them? Then what a joyful Christian you ought to be! How you should live above the common trials and troubles of the world! Since sin is forgiven, can it matter what happens to you now? Luther said, Smite, Lord, smite, for my sin is forgiven. If thou hast but forgiven me, smite as hard as thou wilt. And in a similar spirit you may say, Send sickness, poverty, losses, crosses, persecution, what thou wilt, thou hast forgiven me, and my soul is glad. Christian, if thou art thus saved, whilst thou art glad, be grateful and loving. Cling to that cross which took thy sin away. Serve thou him who served thee. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let not your zeal evaporate in some little song. Show your love in expressive tokens. Love the brethren of him who loved you. If there be a Mephibosheth anywhere who is lame or halt, help him for Jonathan's sake. If there be a poor tried believer, weep with him and bear his cross for the sake of him who wept for thee and carried thy sins. Since thou art thus forgiven freely for Christ's sake, go and tell to others the joyful news of pardoning mercy. Be not contented with this unspeakable blessing for thyself alone, but publish abroad the story of the cross. Holy gladness and holy boldness will make you a good preacher, and all the world will be a pulpit for you to preach in. Cheerful holiness is the most forcible of sermons, but the Lord must give it to you. Seek it this morning before you go into the world. When it is the Lord's work in which we rejoice, we need not be afraid of being too glad.
Joy, you reign above in radiant splendor and beauty.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
I want you to understand that this miracle, so easily read, is one of the... Well, let me just back off that. It is the most stupendous miracle in all the Bible in the physical realm. We know that the sun does not go round the earth, that it's the other way around. The earth goes around the sun. We know that our day and our night depend upon the earth spinning on its axis as it revolves around the sun. Actually, I think we're beginning to find that not only are we in motion, but every other heavenly body is in motion as well. So the sun did stand still. All those smart aleck scientists who say, oh, of course the sun didn't stand still, it was the earth that stood still. They have now got to, we used to have a saying back in Northern Ireland, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Well, they would have to put that in their pipe and smoke it, because the sun did stand still, and the earth. But what a miracle. What a miracle. That required the temporary suspension of the normal laws by which God governs the entire solar system and possibly the entire universe. It required also the temporary institution of an entirely different set of physical laws throughout the system. Let me give you a crude example of what it would mean if God hadn't done that. Say you're in a Boeing 747 that's going at 550 miles an hour, right? And it suddenly runs into some blockage up there and stops like that. What's going to happen to you? You're going to break your neck against whatever happens to be stopping your forward momentum. Because as soon as that great speed comes to an immediate halt, all bodies that are in it will be flung at furious rate. That is nothing in comparison to what would happen to us all if our earth were to stop spinning on its axis just like that. So God not only stopped the laws by which he normally operated, but temporarily instituted something else. Not only so, but while Israel had a double day, did you ever think that many other people had a double night? When the Lord prolonged that day, and the Lord did all this to give Joshua the complete victory, to give him time to finish the work in the battle of Beth Horon. Some people object, you know, that doesn't make sense, because Beth Horon, we have heard of some great battles, even from ancient times. We read in history of the Battle of Marathon, but who has ever heard of the Battle of Beth Horon? Why would God suspend the laws of the universe for this little squabble in Beth Horon? They entirely missed the point. This was no little squabble. In fact, I would say a much more important battle than Marathon or 100 marathons. This was a battle by which God defeated very speedily the Southern Confederacy against Israel. That meant that within a day, there were only little pockets of resistance remaining in the entire southern part of the nation of Israel. That left Joshua free very quickly to turn his attention to the northern kings who were already coming together in another confederacy. And it meant a great military and tactical victory for him, because he didn't have to fight two great confederacies at the same time. Read anything of military history. No military commander wants to have a mighty force on one side and another on the other side and have to divide his limited forces between them. And the Lord certainly obviated that. Beth Horon was a very important victory. Not only for that reason, but because it must have alarmed the rest of the Amorites and the Canaanites and all the other enemies of Israel. It must have put tremendous fear, just as what happened at Jericho and Ai put the fear in the king of Jerusalem. So what happened to Jerusalem, its king, and all these others put fear in the enemies of God throughout the rest of the nation. Not only did it do that, but in so doing, remember, it brought about a great saving in the lives of the people of God. Battles, you can read about battles and wars, and sometimes, according to what your sympathies are, you can glorify them and say, my, that was a great battle. But war is the nearest representation that people have on earth to the torments of hell. There's nothing glorious about it in itself. And Israelites got killed in battle. And others got wounded in battle. Little children bade farewell to their fathers, never to see them again. And so anything that would lessen any casualties for Israel was certainly to be welcomed. God did that at Beth Horon. And of abiding moral value, he showed the extent of his judgment against the wicked, vicious heathenism of the Amorites. When you read what goes on in the book of Joshua, if you read it only on a human level, it would sicken you. When you read of the bloodshed, the cities reduced to ashes, men, women, and children put to the sword, that's not a pretty sight. And just because you're only reading it and you're not actually watching it in reality, don't be blinded to the fact this was a period of history in the land of Canaan of violent bloodshed. If you only look at that on the earthly level, you would have to say Joshua was a monster. He was a bloodthirsty monster. But he wasn't. This was not Joshua's battle. This was the Lord's battle. Nobody else can claim Joshua as their license to go and make war. Not Britain, not America, not anything. If you have a license to make war, it will have to come from something else than the example of Joshua. Joshua was sent specifically as the Lord's man leading the Lord's people into the land that the Lord had for 400 years been promising to them and preparing for them. And he was leading them in as his sword of judgment against a people who for over four centuries had been given opportunity to repent and had gone into deeper and deeper wickedness. When you read the Lord's catalog of the sins of the Amorites, the kinds of wickedness, they make San Francisco seem like a Sunday school picnic. This was a vile people with vile practices, and it was sin against light. And God said, thus far and no further. So Joshua was going in to fight the battles of the Lord. And when he went in and God prolonged the day in order that he would execute judgment on these people, the Lord was sending a message to the world in every age, in every place. And I will bring every work into judgment. That there is no force, either natural or supernatural, that will ever save the impenitent ungodly from the sword of the wrath of God. The extent of God's judgment is clearly demonstrated in this terrible slaughter on the earth's longest day. He also showed his commitment to his people. How far will God go to support his people? How far will God go to accomplish his own purpose? What will the Lord not do in order to see through the great program that he has instituted in and through his own people? And the answer of that longest day is, all power is God's. He's on the throne. The sun and the moon are his mere servants. He is not subject to the laws of the universe and all these little pipsqueak intellects that come to the Word of God and they say this is impossible. It flies in the face of the laws of science. So what? Who created those laws? Those laws are nothing but God's usual way of doing business. And I have no doubt he could do the same business a million other ways if he so desired. Our God is not subject to laws. He is the law. He's the king. And he can do what he wills, and what he wills is always right. And he will do great things to make his people conquer in his will. There's one beautiful thing also here. Why would God do such a miracle? Because he was highlighting the position and the exaltation of Joshua. Some Jewish commentators denied there was any miracle like this that ever happened. They explained it away. The great Jewish writer Maimonides was one of them. Why did they explain it away? Well, they said, it's impossible that God would do such a miracle through Joshua when he didn't do anything remotely like that through Moses. And so, guarding the glory of Moses, they put down Joshua. But that's the whole point. Moses could not lead the people into Canaan. Only Joshua could do that. Paul expounded that as typical of our greater Joshua. Moses, the law, can never lead you into salvation. People who try to get into heaven by the law are fools. They can't get in. But our greater Joshua, remember what I've kept repeating through these studies in Joshua, the word Jesus is simply the Greek form of the word Joshua. Our greater Joshua, the Lord Jesus, he is the one who leads us in.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.